All right, you look forward to seeing the movie?
Yeah, very excited. I heard a little bit about it. Don't know too much, but I mean, I know she was following around the Browns, you know, the whole front office. So I'm excited to see what they do.
You know, they talked about you probably in a war room as well. Do you ever wonder what they said about you?
I don't want to know. I'd rather not know. But yeah, a little bit.
It's kind of interesting.
I was just going to say, what was draft day like for you, Brian? What do you remember of draft day?
It sucked. It's long. It's long. You know, it's probably not bad for those guys to get drafted in the first round, but, you know, I had to wait till the next day, and, you know, it was just that night was rough. Just you know, you didn't know what was going to happen, and anything could happen. So, I mean, it's a long process. It's not like you get that call, and it's like, hey, we're going to draft you right here, but just wait. We'll show it on TV later. You know, you kind of wish it was like that, but, you know, it's a little rough, but it's cool.
You feel slighted when they go round after round and you're kind of still waiting?
Yeah, you know, you get, like, I hear guys like, oh, well, I'm mad at this team because they didn't draft me, you know, here. Like, you know, just later on, it's like you're playing a team. It's like, well, they didn't draft me or whatever. And it's like, well, your team didn't draft you until the fifth round or sixth round. It's like, are you mad at them? Like, you can't get, you know, you can't hold grudges. It's all business.
How are you feeling right now physically, and what have you spent the last, you know, several weeks doing?
I had surgery at the beginning of January. And so I've been rehabbing, and then I got married, and then I went on my honeymoon, and I just started walking around. I've been walking around for a couple of weeks, so feeling good, been rehabbing, been lifting, you know, living the dream. Cabo. It was hot. It was very warm. It was awesome. Swam with whale sharks, did all sorts of cool stuff.
What about your new line? You got Michael Orr coming yeah. in, you got new coaches.
Yeah, very excited. I just met Wiz today, so yeah, that was exciting. Still haven't met the other guys, but they're not in the offices right now. But you know, I'll meet them. I'm excited.
What's your impression of Wiz? Any early knowledge to
Yeah, I mean, I only spoke to him for, you know, a few minutes, and in that few minutes, he's here to get stuff done. He's trying to win, and you could tell that. And we were talking about football, and you could tell he's trying to win. So yeah.
Feel like you got to prove yourself all over again with new people?
Yeah, but I mean, that's what makes you better. So a little bit out of your comfort zone is what makes you a better player.
So are you completely healthy by now? You'd be ready for OTAs, you figure?
Yeah, I'll be running in about a month, probably mid-April. Hopefully I'll be going by that first mini camp, but if not, I'll be healthy shortly after that.
Did it hold you back on the beach in Cabo?
I didn't really go on in the sand. I took a few steps in the sand, and that was tough. So it was hard on my ankle. So I avoided that. But plenty of pool time. You know, I jumped in the water, the ocean, took a boat out. But that was nice.
Hey, it's your honeymoon. You don't have to run around.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I wasn't doing too much.
Good for you.
Are you excited about the guys that brought in? I mean, Foster, Michael.
Moore. Yeah, I'm very excited. Actually, one of my friends here with me, and he's the. He knows much more about football than I do, and he's telling me about all these guys. Like, you know, he was really excited about McCluster, what he can do. And, you know, I don't really follow too much other teams during the season, especially because, you know, I'm busy playing myself. But, you know, he's got telling me all about these other guys, and it got me pretty excited.
And then, Brian, what were your thoughts on coming to a movie premiere? Have you ever done that before?
No, I have not. So I feel kind of cool right now. I'll tell you, I feel pretty cool.
I like your talks.
Yeah, thank you. Is this what I was supposed to wear, right?
What does it mean to you to be able to be out with other season ticket holders and Titans fans and spend some time with them in the offseason?
You know, it's really cool. You know, these guys, you know, they love everything Titans, and to see that even in the offseason is really special. It's, you know, you get guys like in the offseason when I wasn't, you know, before I was playing, I didn't want to know anything about football, and for them to care, like, about, I mean, it's special.